truth is unwelcome. When the crowds follow and the multitudes are fed and the shouts of triumph are heard, their voices are loud in praise, but when God's Spirit reveals sin and bids them leave it, they turn their backs on the truth. As those disaffected disciples turned away, a different spirit took control of them. They could see nothing attractive in Christ whom they had once found so interesting. They misinterpreted his words, falsified his statements, and impugned his motives, gathering up every item that could be turned against him. Such indignation was stirred up by these false reports that his life was in danger. The news spread swiftly that by his own confession Jesus of Nazareth was not the Messiah. Thus in Galilee the popular feeling turned against him, as, the year before, it had been in Judea. Israel rejected their Savior because they wanted the food which perishes, not that which endures unto everlasting life. With a yearning heart, Jesus saw those who had been his disciples depart. His compassion unappreciated, his love unrequited, his salvation rejected, this filled him with inexpressible sorrow. Such developments as these made him a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. Without attempting to hinder those who were leaving, Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "Will ye also go away?" Peter replied by asking, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." To whom shall we go? The disciples had found more peace and joy since they had accepted Christ than in all their previous lives. How could they go back to those who scorned and persecuted the friend of sinners? To whom shall we go? To the darkness of unbelief, the wickedness of the world? Peter expressed the faith of the disciples, "Thou art that Christ." To be destitute of a Savior was to be adrift on a dark and stormy sea. Every word and act of Jesus had its definite purpose in the work of our redemption. While we cannot now comprehend the ways of God, we can discern his great love which underlies all his dealings with men. He who lives near to Jesus will recognize the mercy that tests the character and brings to light the purpose of the heart.